We're now going to jump to item 8 on our agenda, which is a sketch plat. It's PR 2022-7520, PS 2022-184 for Spectrum ABQ LLC at 8235 Washington Street Northeast between Paseo and Anaheim. And Mr. Garcia, you're the representative on this as well?
Correct.
Okay, do you want to give a brief overview on what your applicant is seeking?
Yes, Madam Chair, and thank Madam Chair and the board for the previous case as well. Madam Chair, yes, the agent for 8235 Washington Street Northeast, it is a proposed hydrogen fuel production facility. And just FYI, it is does require conditional use in the NRLM. And I have an application for conditional use pending, and I will be attending the conditional use hearing September 20th. So I completely understand that that has to be approved prior. So just want to, once again, it is a hydrogen production fuel facility. It's new, it's vacant land currently. And surrounding it on three sides is open land for hundreds of feet. So there's nothing surrounding it. And one of the major questions that we had was if it's going to require major public infrastructure or not, because this will determine whether we go to site plan admin or site plan DRB, and it appeared by the comments last night that it's going to be major public infrastructure required. So it appears that we will be having this project reviewed through site plan DRB. So that's all I have at this point. Thank you.
Okay, and I think there's some valuable comments that came through this review that I wanted to make sure you heard, and we could clarify any questions we had. So let's get to that. Water Authority, please.
This is Andre Hill with the Water Authority. This is a difficult site in that its track is landlocked, and there was an availability statement issued, number 220526, providing conditions for service. And looking at your sheet 14 of 29, it does not look like you followed the requirements under the availability statement, and you're connecting to the 18-inch concrete cylinder transmission line, and probably need a site plan that would match the requirements identified in the availability statement. And then if you're extending the water services, we'll need easements on the front track for providing service to lot A. I think that's track B. Again, it's a difficult site. And that's pretty much all our requirements is that we have that you match the availability statement. And since it does require extension of public water lines, we would need infrastructure list.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement.
Contributor Hill, code enforcement, our comments as follows. As noted, a conditional use approval must be obtained for specific activities to be conducted outdoors as per the IDO, section 43E4A. And there are no other comments at this time.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. So there is in a drainage channel to the north, which we would typically require a trail, but it does appear that the long range bikeway system map shows a proposed local road or minor collector with a bike lane. So I just wanted to confirm that with transportation before we did not ask for a trail there.
Okay, and we'll get to that hydrology?
Shahabi is our hydrology. Hydrology has provided comments on a previous submittal to our department. Hydrology will need an authorization from their railroad group because you are building on top of the railroad easement that they will allow you that those improvements be on their easement. And also hydrology will need an approved grading drainage plan prior to approvals.
Yes, sir.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Transportation.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Please provide a minimum 5-foot sidewalk along Washington, the length of this property. Provide a cross-section or plan showing the property line, new sidewalk, and edge of roadway to ensure the new sidewalk will fit within the existing right-of-way. If not, right-of-way dedication may be required. A traffic circulation layout will be required prior to approval. As to what Ms. Sommerfeld brought up, I didn't see the collector that she mentioned, the trail through here. I mean, I did see the proposed trail along the channel, but I didn't see anything else in the area.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. We should probably coordinate the maps, and I can send that to you in an email and we can check on it.
Okay.
And while we're here, this is Chair Wolfley. Mr. Armijo, I wasn't quite understanding. So can you point on this visual? You want them to build sidewalk along Washington Street?
Ernest Armijo, transportation, that's correct.
Okay. So that's kind of adjacent to parcel C.
That is correct. I mean, I used the reasoning since they are gaining access through this property to the back here, that's where we would need the sidewalk.
Okay. And then that was going to be my other question for you, is just making sure we understood what kind of access would be needed. I think there are fairly large trucks, Mr. Garcia, that will be going in to like pick up fuel from this area in and out. So we need to make sure whatever, this is like a access easement right now of some sort. And we just need to make sure that we have the access that you're gonna need on this property.
Madam Chair, understood.
Okay.
Yes, Ernest Armijo Transportation. They also did include a sheet that had some turning radiuses of trucks going in and out, and plus a fire plan to show that fire trucks would have availability to turn around within their lot. But of course, all that would be part of the TCL.
Yeah, okay. And it looks like whatever parking is occurring that blocks that road would need to be changed. So, okay. Let's see, let's go to planning.
A web of planning. The agent for the application confirmed with staff that a replat action is not proposed to this application. So application for proposed site development only. Staff was not able to find a previous EPC or DRB site plan approval for the site. Site plan administrative must be approved for the proposed development at 65G if IDO is met. However, 65G1B notes that site plan administrative may only be approved for development that does not require major public infrastructure and infrastructure improvements agreement. And Water Authority notes in their memo for the sketch plat per availability statement, public extensions are required, including public water line extension, which will need to be listed on an infrastructure list. And infrastructure is considered by staff to be major public infrastructure. Therefore, site plan DRB will be required for the proposed development due to 65G1B of the IDO not being met. We need to clarify on when you submit any development changes. So if it's going to stay exactly the same, or if there is any demo expansion, new structures, use changes for either primary or accessory buildings, that sort of thing. And you already talked about the easements. Applicant will need to work with transportation, hydrology, and water authority members on submitting the required items per checklist form P for site plans. and obtain all required signatures as a part of the application submittal process. Future development must meet all applicable standards and provisions of any previously approved site plan. Where silent, or does one does not exist, development must meet standards and provisions of the IDO for NRLM and CPO 10 and the DPM. And there's some development notes there to go through some specifics for the overlay zone and also for the zone district. So if you have questions on those, just let us know and we can work with you to get through.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Garcia?
Madam Chair, no questions at this time. My question was answered. Thank you very much.
Okay. And thank board you. Members. Thank you very much. And so now we are returning. We went off to do a sketch plat. We're done with that. We're returning now to our regular order of the agenda. Please note that item 2 on the agenda was deferred before the agenda was posted. That item will be heard on September 14th. So we are now on item 3, PR 20.